Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about this idea of a gift of time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all in this situation. We've all been bombarded by change and there's been negative news and everything else. But one of the positives of this is that we do have time. And some people are, you know, spending time, more time with their family because they're isolated at home. And there's all these things. So there's really some positive stuff coming out of it.
Yeah.
And so we've been searching and talking to our production team, looking for ways to share those good stories and how people can get involved and how they can use their time productively.
Yeah, you know, when we go back to the floods in Calgary,
right,
and what people did when we had this sudden hit to our city,
right,
and how we all got together and helped each other out, we had the gift of time then.
Right.
We may not have had a pandemic that made us or forced us to have more time.
Right.
But we had the gift of time because people took time out of their days.
They created it, right?
They created time
to
actually help their neighbors, help everybody else. I remember gathering blankets and jackets and socks and so forth and going out there and you know, passing them out.
Absolutely.
And it was a very challenging time for this city. Now we are in a global pandemic.
Yep.
And we need to look at how this gift of time can be used to help everybody else again.
Right. Lots of ways you can do it. Volunteer efforts, all kinds of efforts. But we're going to talk to Shauna Ogston, a spokesperson for the Calgary Food Bank, because the food bank is doing some wonderful work right now and helping people in need. So first of all, Shauna, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the food bank. Just maybe give us an update as to the fine work that you and all the volunteers and the staff are doing and supporting the local community here.
You know, the food bank is busy. Unfortunately, we've been busy for a number of years. We've never seen a decline in hamper demand. But you were just talking about how Calgarians have risen to the challenge in past crises. And we see that every day. This amazing amount of support that we see come through the doors every day at the Calgary Food Bank.
Let's talk about that because I want to, you know, this is a listen, the fact of the matter is if there's an increased demand in the food bank, there's some underlying bad news there.
Yeah, and let me jump in there by saying, you know, I've spoken to some friends who said, I wanna donate, I wanna help the food bank, but I'm not gonna come out of my house, take a whole bunch of food and drop it off. And I'm like, well, we gotta be creative, so let's talk to the people who are helping us understand how to be creative. So so Shauna, what are some of the ways that people are getting creative and how they're choosing to give to the food bank?
Oh, you're so right. They're so creative. Well, of course, you can go online and make the monetary donation because for every dollar that's donated, we can leverage that into $5 worth of food. But now, of course, with the food supply change being a bit challenged, we can't order, you know, canned peas for 3 days later. We have to wait 6 weeks. Yeah. So we have a number of people that when they put on their mask and they say, okay, I'm going to the grocery store, if they're picking up something that they love for their family, they're donating another item, putting in the bin before they leave the store. That's accumulating in such amazing quantities. We have our drivers still picking up from our retail outlets, and the physical food donations are still pouring in. We're also working with a lot of food industry, and if we say, oh, we need this, next thing you know, a trailer's coming along, and we've got it. And because of that generosity, when poor Fort Mac is having struggles, they called us and we said, what do you need? And the transportation was donated by the Teamsters. We loaded up a ship yesterday and away it went. So it's not just Calgary. Calgarians make sure that everyone is taken care of. And we couldn't do that every day without that generosity.
Well, and the creativity given this current environment. Let's talk about this gift of time. So I would love to know some of the stories. Like I like the human story behind, you know, the data that we get. And so I'm hoping that you might have some stories you can share with us about how people have made a difference and those kinds of things. You got anything that comes to mind?
Well, you know, we could not do what we do every day without the generous donors, but also the donors of time. About 70% of the work at the food bank is done by volunteers. So when the crunch came down about how many people we could have in a building, how we were going to do physical distancing and do safe food handling, we had volunteers in droves saying, I've got to be there. I've got to help. So, of course, we went through the health services criteria regarding who's vulnerable, who's sick, and we have about half of our workforce every week that are new volunteers that want to come out, make a difference, get hands-on to see the impact of their volunteer time. And now with some increased space, we have over 870 unique volunteers in our building during the week.
Wow.
Now, and those are stats. That is great. But I'm so blessed that I get to walk through the building and talk to people and say, wow, thank you. Thanks for coming today. What inspired you to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And every time, everyone just says, because I want to make a difference, because it feels good. I know that sounds selfish, but it feels good that I'm doing this. Most of our volunteers were seniors. And
yep.
So, of course, they're a vulnerable population, and we can't have them in the building. But the young population has stepped up in droves. They said, you know, we can't work right now. We can't socialize, but we can't be homebound. We want to come out and make a difference. And there was just a young man the other day who was helping us bag potatoes for 3 hours. Sounds mundane, but he was so pleased.
Yeah.
He worked in a kitchen. He wasn't able to keep working, so he used his skills and came to the food bank.
See, that's the gift of time I talk about,
correct.
Right? And so it's not only beneficial to the food bank and the recipients of all of that food, it gets this young man out of the house. He's productive, right? And, you know, mental health, when we get self-isolated and all of these things, it's really important to take proactive steps to keep yourself engaged.
Absolutely. And I think when not only are you keeping yourself engaged for your own benefit, but when you're also helping the people around you and you're hearing the stories that have happened in this city and around this city, and you can give back your time, so you're engaged, but you're also benefiting somebody else.
Yeah.
Putting a whole bunch of potatoes in a bag doesn't seem like it's a bad thing anymore, or like it's difficult or anything like that, but it's something that you can do to give a little bit back while still keeping yourself engaged. It's a great combination.
Yeah, Sean, I also want to address this notion that sometimes people shy away from volunteer work because it sounds like it could be a lot of work. So let's just say somebody wants to volunteer to bag potatoes for 3 hours. You know, is that something that can be done, or does somebody have to sign up to a huge commitment of time?
Well, right now, because of what's going on with the pandemic, you can only sign up for one shift once per week for 3 weeks. Then we take a break, and then you can sign up for another shift. And we have all kinds of opportunities. You could be sorting food, making sure that some of that Jell-O from the 1970s hasn't been donated as we go through the food sorting line. Personally, I bagged potatoes because I wanted to work out, and my arms were screaming afterwards. But we have other volunteers that are busy with our distribution. Now, one of our biggest challenges is not only with volunteers, is we don't have that warm fuzzy when you have the 2 meters apart. The same thing is with clients. We're behind glass. They're behind glass in their vehicles. But they're still getting an incredible reward, the thank you, the praise that's happening. So if it's simply pushing out a cart and helping someone load up the trunk of their car, the pride, the amazing feeling that people walk away with, there's a lot of warm fuzzies to be had at the food bank.
Shauna, Dave and I both have young children. And both of us are practicing some social distance from everybody else. So we're kind of in our own homes, but we want to help the food bank. And there's many families in this city and around it that want to do the same thing. How do young individuals and families support the food bank while staying in their homes? What can they do?
Yes, that's a big challenge, because you have to be 12 and older with a parent to actually physically come down to the warehouse. But if you want to stay in your home, for example, some of our older population are sewing masks for the staff and volunteers. So they're able to still contribute. Something as simple as have a great day cards that we can put in hampers is something a family could do together. And we could see some wonderful drawings and creativity, and you would not believe how far that goes to lift someone's day.
That's fantastic.
That's great input. Shauna, we have to unfortunately leave it there. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you for the time. Have a great day.
You too. Shauna Ogston is a spokesperson for the Calgary Food Bank. Congratulations to the food bank and all of the volunteers that make that happen.
Absolutely.
Clearly an important piece of work. Now, lifestyle, right? So what we were talking about, that human journey that I mentioned, is all about lifestyle. The gift of time, lifestyle. So as people transition into retirement, right, this notion is, I've got to fill a hole. I might be giving up 40 hours of work or 50 hours a week, so I've got a gift of time. How am I going to use that time?
Yeah.
That's all part and parcel of successful
retirement planning. And when you go through that, one part of the concern, which is most people's, is how am I going to have my financial house in order so I can figure out my time? So let's give them the approach, how to bulletproof their retirement so they can enjoy their retirement in whatever activities they do. And we're going to discuss this on Tuesday, May 19th, live online for our webinar. But you do have to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's 7 p.m. May 19th, live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you actually worried about going to the doctor, given the fact that somebody in that doctor's office might be sick? We've got a solution for that after the break. Stick around. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.